Greetings, insightful viewers, and welcome to Science and Spirituality, featuring the last in our three-part series on acclaimed British scientist, author, visionary, and teacher, Dr. Jude Currivan, who has learned that science and spirituality can be viewed as two aspects of the same whole. Having experienced multidimensional reality since the age of four, Dr. Currivan was guided to pursue a career that combines the latest developments in physics, universal and ancient wisdom, and new revelations about a conscious universe with no boundaries between science, spirituality, and everything else. After completing her doctoral research in ancient cosmologies, Dr. Currivan received a PhD in archaeology from the University of Reading in the UK. She also holds an MA in physics from Oxford University, with a specialization in cosmology and quantum physics. Dr. Currivan is also the author of The Wave, The Eighth Chakra, and The 13th Step, as well as Hope, Healing Our People and Earth, which is to be released in July 2011. Her books have been published in over 14 languages.
We can't afford fear anymore. And the beauty of the shift is we're being offered the opportunity to transcend it. Not to deny it, not to run away from it, but to literally heal it within ourselves. And the most incredible future beckons if we're willing to take that leap of faith into love. That's what it's all about.
Last week, Dr. Currivan spoke about how recent developments in physics show that human consciousness and intention are intimately linked with the physical universe, a phenomenon known as non-local interconnection, which has long been understood by the world's spiritual traditions. Today, she'll conclude her discussion with more insights on the changes predicted to begin on Earth in December 2012, ancient connections to these transformations, and how we can heal ourselves and our planet by overcoming fear, recognizing everything and everyone as part of the web of life, and embracing love. Let's now hear the conclusion of our interview with Dr. Currivan, as she begins with the coming shift from individual to universal consciousness.
It's transcending the limitations of our ego-based awareness and literally growing up to become aware of the unity of all that is, and that we are God, that we are microcosms of God, of cosmic mind, and that nothing and no one is separate, that we are all ultimately one. And that was the lesson, that was the learning, that was the experience that I write about in the 13th step, and that was the experience that led me to an understanding and to an activation, not just of the planetary grid of Gaia, which opened a galactic portal for 2012, but also to the understanding not just of the eighth chakra, but of a 12 into 13 chakra system, or levels of awareness, that literally when they are all activated, manifest that the galactic human that people are talking about.
You mentioned how civilization or the human consciousness would evolve in sort of waves.
I feel that civilization has sort of moved forward in waves. It's perhaps a reflection of something that is far, far more fundamental, which is that when we talk about a conscious cosmos, consciousness expresses itself as energy. And all energy, regardless of their form, can be expressed as waves. Everything that we call reality can be mathematically described as waveforms. And waves, of course, have wavelengths, and they begin, they peak, they fall away. And they embody information, they embody consciousness. Consciousness expressed as energy, energy expressed as waves, all that we call reality is the interconnectivity of all of those waves on every scale, from the most minute to the greatest. And so consciousness expressing itself is also naturally expressed in waves. Whether it's the rise and the fall of a civilization, or whether it's how astrologers describe our personality through literally the waveforms that the planetary bodies make. So everything that we call reality can be considered as interacting waves of energy that itself fundamentally embodies consciousness.
The shift to universal consciousness will require humans to remain open to change, no matter how challenging it may be.
And as more and more discoveries come to light, what is really key for each of us is we are open to those. We don't say, oh, that's not true, it can't be true, because there's going to be some stuff that comes to light that we're not comfortable with. Which is exactly the case for an individual for healing. It's the shadow stuff, it's the uncomfortable stuff that we don't want to acknowledge, that we don't want to own. But to heal, to release, to transcend that sense of duality, we need to acknowledge it. And I feel that that is a really crucial part of what we're going through now. We need to know, perhaps the first time in our human story, who we really are. And that includes not just our human heritage, but if it's truly the case that extraterrestrials have a part to play in our human past, which many people now do perceive that to be the case, we need to acknowledge it. We don't need to fear it, but we need to acknowledge it, because ultimately, if we're able to be open in our hearts as well as our minds, and acknowledge what is being understood and discovered, what is true will remain, and what isn't will just fall away. But what it does is it offers us the opportunity to literally remember who we really are.
Dr. Curran adds that knowledge of past civilizations can help humanity to overcome its fears and experience freedom and healing in the coming age.
I think there are a number of ways in which our understanding of the past can help us release the fear, release the traumas, and therefore heal. One is in the deep past and is probably fundamental. Another is in the more recent past, but is nonetheless fundamental to what's still playing out. If we go to the deep past, now there are more and more discoveries that are suggesting that what has been termed as myths of Lemuria or Atlantis may be real. But I think there's a deeper myth that may yet prove to be true, and that is the myth of the Sumerian records that talk about extraterrestrial beings called Anunnaki, which in Sumerian meant those from heaven to earth came. Because the Sumerians relate their history and their involvement with these extraterrestrial beings, not as myth, not as legend, but as true. And the Sumerians describe these beings as being draconian, dragon-like. And it's always been absolutely fascinating to me how around the world, and I've travelled to nearly 70 countries, how around the world there is a very pervasive recognition of dragons, mythic beings. And I think the very fact that these stories are so pervasive and common to many, many different traditions, and the way in which the Sumerian records deal with this extraterrestrial involvement, I think is something that really we now need to be open to, and we need to find out the truth of. Now, it may be that it is purely symbolic, but my own research and my own perception, my own experience suggests that it's far more fundamental than that. And coming to terms not only that there may have been extensive extraterrestrial involvement in our past, but also the Sumerians go further than that. They actually say that the Anunnaki genetically modified early hominids to create what we now call modern humans. Are we in some way, within our genetic structure, a hybrid of an Earth-based race and an extraterrestrial race? Time will tell. But I think that's something that is fundamental to our psyche. And the fact that we don't know, but that more and more people are feeling a deep truth to this, I think is something will come out one way or another.
Finally, we asked Dr. Caravan for her perspective on the relationship between the global trend of more and more people embracing the plant-based diet and the shift to universal consciousness.
When we have a web of life, every thread affects every other thread. In a hologram, every piece of the hologram reflects every other piece. So what's happening as we go through the shift is our entire consciousness is shifting, like a wave, like a tidal wave of consciousness moving forward. And as we wake up, as our awareness expands beyond the limits of our personality, which it is doing, because this shift, when we see the waves on the ocean surface, they move because that vast body of water beneath them is moving. There are vast, unstoppable tides of change moving through that oceanic volume, just as there are vast tides of change moving through our collective psyche. And that does mean that inevitably we are beginning to overcome our fears. We're literally on a journey from fear to love. As we begin to overcome our fears, as we begin to feel that interconnection, experience that interconnection, either consciously or subconsciously, we don't want the things we wanted before. They just don't feel right. We don't feel called to them. We feel called to something else. We don't want to have a lifestyle that is consumer-driven or cruel or violent. We naturally move to something that is more compassionate, more generous, interconnected. We're literally moving into the level of awareness of the universal heart of the eighth chakra.
Once again, Dr. Caravan, thank you for your thoughtful insights on the interplay of modern science, ancient wisdom, and the evolution of human consciousness. In line with your vision, we too see humanity become ever more benevolent and aware of its interconnectedness with the rest of the universe as we move into the golden era. For more details on Dr. Caravan, please visit www.judecaravan.com. The 13th Step, Hope, and other books by Jude Caravan are available at the same website. Esteemed viewers, we appreciate your presence today on our program. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News. May we all join hands in unity as brothers and sisters.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/SS.